B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. To the Fanatic Family.
Slick Rick, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli today and tomorrow. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit GOGUIDA.com. We've been talking about the NBA draft, been talking about Bryce Harper and how no one's criticizing him, even though he's having a very mediocre season. Not a bad season, but not a good season. And I'm not making the wild assumption that he's all of a sudden going to get hot when he hasn't gotten hot through 45% of the season. And the Philadelphia area draft. Natalie, I know Booney has a graphic, and thank you to him for that. For the TV people, Natalie, for the radio people, who's taken on each side so far?
All right, so we'll start with the callers. They have Kevin Hart, Will Smith, Ed Rendell, Sylvester Stallone, Mario Lanza, Wilt Chamberlain, Sonny Hill, Kobe Bryant, M. Night Shyamalan, Hall & Oates, Chuck Bednarik, and Teddy Pendergrass. Team Radio, we have Ben Franklin, Grace Kelly, William Penn, Walt Whitman, Betsy Ross, George Washington, Dick Clark, Jim Gardner, Bradley Cooper, John Coltrane, Tina Fey, and Ed Snyder.
Yeah, we're in the league. Mm-hmm. One more hour to go.
Yeah, Ed Snyder's our 12th guy off the bench.
Come on.
That's pretty good.
Ed is borderline not dressing for games.
Ed's a Hall of Famer. Right. He's in the NHL Hall of Fame.
And he's struggling. Like, I don't know, Ed, if we can dress you. You might have to go down to the G League. You might be down in Wilmington. You're a Blue Coats player for us. So, callers, it's not over, but you're behind.
It's over.
It's probably over, but... Hey, there might be somebody out there that we didn't think about.
A sleeper?
A sleeper out there who's at a high level.
But will it make up for some of the others?
Probably not.
Right?
Probably not. Now, real fast, just for people just tuning in, the Sixers tonight have picked 24, 33, 34, 42, 54. I doubt they keep them all. The draft is also must see. And then tonight with the Phillies... Bryce Harper leading off. Must see for both. So switching back and forth, your last channel button. And, of course, we'll have great coverage here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It'll be, Joe Torti and D. Lineham, right?
And Devon.
Devon's back from the knee injury.
Sources are telling me.
Oh, coming back.
Wait, Devon's
probable.
Back?
He's probable with the ACL.
Oh, good.
Oh, Devon's back on the ACL. Yeah, literally, for the people out there, I know he does radio, but he tore his ACL playing basketball. He didn't tear it doing this.
Right.
with the ACL, so I'm glad.
But he doesn't miss a full season like the softy Kevin Durant,
No. He missed like a week, and now he's back, so it's good to have Devon back. Brett, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's up, Brett?
Real quick, just need your opinion on something.
Sure.
What do you think about Scott Kingery actually leading off since he's been the most productive?
It's going to be Bryce Harper tonight, so let's see what happens tonight, and I'll give you an answer tomorrow and see if Bryce Harper goes 3-for-4, leave him up there.
Well, true, but if Kingery gets it, like, he's been very productive, he hustles,
he's been their best hitter.
Yes.
So.
Also, for the draft as well, I hope I can get it at the end of the call, but also I think Gene Shigaro should be benched, just like Charlie Manuel benched Jimmy Rollins for lack of hustle. I think it might light a fire underneath everybody.
Now, I'm not saying you're wrong. I would have sat him as well. Who would be your starting shortstop tonight? Because remember, this is kind of a must-win situation.
Well, they also have Brad Miller. They just so that, he can play any position.
All right, Brad Miller. Is he a good shortstop?
Might not be a good shortstop, but he can fill the role. He filled the role last night at third, and I thought he did pretty well.
All right, how many hits did he get?
That's true, but he's also a left-handed bat in the lineup, which
how many runs did they score last night?
Absolutely none.
So I think the manager is not as cut and dry. I would have sat him, I agree, but at the same time, I want to win the game. It's now up to the player to not make the manager look foolish, because if he does, things could get pretty ugly when they get back home tomorrow.
Exactly. But subs, they, when they play, they actually do well sometimes. Sometimes they don't, but it might light up fire on each starters.
But if they need a fire lit after these last few games, then this team might be dead anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but also, watching all those 93 Phillies videos from the so many rain delays, those guys were fun.
Just do your pick.
Okay. Bernard Hopkins.
All right. Bernard Hopkins is your pick. I can't with the 93 Phillies. I don't want these guys acting like that. I don't want them drinking beer, being jerks to the media.
No.
You know what? No with the 93 Phillies thing.
Yeah, definitely no.
And they didn't win. 08 Phillies, cite them. Cite the 09 Phillies. Don't cite 93 Phillies when it comes to having fun. Also, Lenny Dykstra. I don't want anybody acting like Lenny Dykstra.
Wait, you don't want anybody digging for dentures?
I don't want any. No, I didn't say any player. Any human acting like Lenny Dykstra. All right, so he made his pick.
That was a good pick.
It was a good pick. It was a good pick. Now, I have the choice of many. I could go a lot of places. He's synonymous. This is my next pick. He's synonymous with a city south of here. But he did live here.
Hmm.
Quote the Raven, Nevermore. Edgar Allan Poe, who lived in Philadelphia, verified pre-show, in a pre-show meeting, he is my pick.
Yes.
To face off against one Bernard Hopkins. Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, 13th round.
In the 13th round.
So what made his draft stock fall? Because he's no longer with us?
Like, I think what hurt his draft status the most is people thought that he wouldn't want to stick here long term. He wanted to go to another city, just like, oh, Paul George is going to go to L.A. Edgar Allan Poe is going to be wanting to be in Baltimore.
It wasn't him loving his cousin, Annabelle Lee?
That didn't help, but apparently there was...
Is that any of our business?
People say off the field isn't really our business. Also, there are people out there in the city who kind of agreed with it. I want part of the listening area.
What, back in 1849?
No, you head to certain parts of South Jersey, and that's not as taboo.
Oh, boy.
Now, is it certain parts.
She was his first cousin.
I mean, what you mean?
If my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah.
Were you at the wedding? If your memory serves you correctly.
No, he loved her. I think it was an unrequited love.
You know, you thought police around here? Edgar Allan Poe. I feel like we really, that might have been the clincher. That might have been the clincher. And I still got a lot of people on the, I still have like the number 6 person on my board available, number 9, and we're going to be in the 4th. By the time I pick again, it'll be like the 16th round.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I'll still have my number 6 person on my board. Still up there. I don't know. Feel really good about how this is going. But stop with the 93 Phillies. Like, we got to stop. We have to move forward. You can't act like that anymore. Like, it's just the world has changed.
Like, uncouth,
yeah,
if you will.
Come on. Pete in Princeton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up? How are you?
What's up, Pete?
I've been listening to, you know, all these different things about Harper and that kind of stuff. And the point that the guy was actually making your point was, when he gave his 4 things about what happened in that game, he didn't recognize that Harper took the extra base and got out, which was probably one of the biggest bonehead plays. So here he was trying to say what's wrong with the Phillies, but was making your point by not criticizing probably the worst move of the night.
Harper. You're absolutely right. These are basic things you learn in Little League. You learn it in Little League. Don't get the first out at third base. You learn that as a young kid. And everybody that watches baseball, you don't have to be a hardcore baseball fan or got it played in the minor leagues or even really like the sport that much to know that if you're on second and you're not sure you can get the third, you don't risk it with no outs.
Well, especially when the ball's in front of you, number one.
Exactly.
But I have something else to say, and I hope you can keep the conversation going. That is, when you were asking why Harper was not getting the criticism, can I be critical a little bit of the fact that it's when I listen to radio, sports radio, especially in Philly, we're getting conditioned. And I'll give you 2 examples. Number one, what is the first thing that people have been saying the last couple of weeks on your station, meaning, you know, different hosts? Well, at the end of the year, he's going to be leading the league in doubles. And at the end of the year, his numbers will be there. I don't care if he hits 20 doubles in September. We're losing now. And he needs the criticism now. Don't tell me about what his numbers are going to be at the end of the year.
Right, because if they're down 7 games to the Braves and then he gets hot and you can't catch up, who cares?
But at the end of the year, we're going to talk about what his numbers are. Now, on that that's why my other point was we're conditioned, because that's the same thing with Carson Wentz. Well, his completion percentage was actually higher, and his numbers were actually better. Wasn't he 5-6 last year, Tyrone? He was a losing quarterback last year, but his numbers actually showed of what they were. So we're kind of conditioned to
those aren't quite the exact same things.
Okay.
They're not quite the exact same things, because if Harper was batting 380 or had a higher batting average than he had last year and more home runs than last year, then we wouldn't criticize him. It's the fact that he's not doing those things that's the issue. Do you have a draft pick?
And when the
Philadelphia, do you have a draft pick?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
All right. James and Hershey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah. This whole Bryce Harper thing, I feel that we got a lot of pieces missing. And I think he's trying a little bit too hard.
That's possible, but he's not performing. I don't care why. He's not injured.
To me, it's, you don't got a center field. You don't got a left fielder, really.
Okay.
And the pitching sucks. The pitching, I'm sorry to say that on the air, but the pitching really is horrible.
Okay. But what does
there's
that
no help.
But what does
there's
that have
no
to
help.
Do? Whoa. What do you mean? No? What does that have to do with his individual at-bats, him versus the pitcher?
Because, all right, if you put him fourth, who's batting third?
What do you mean? He's had protection. The person hitting behind him has more home runs this year than he does.
Okay, I get that. But I just
and
I
before
just that.
And before McCutchen was had the best batting eye in all of the major leagues. He had the lowest chase rate in all of the major leagues and was playing great as a leadoff hitter not that long ago. So it's not that he's a victim. He's part of the problem. He's not the victim here. So what you're doing is you're blaming a guy on a rookie contract. You're blaming everybody else and not him. It is not Hoskins' fault that Harper's not hitting. That's
no,
not
I'm
Hoskins'
not
fault.
That, but what I'm saying
Hoskins is batting behind him. But that's good protection.
I get that, but when you don't have, like, look at when we had our center fielder, we were winning, am I correct? We had the best record.
The left fielder.
When we go coming into June, and we lost our center fielder, everything went downhill.
Yes, but it went downhill partially because he's not hitting. He has 2 home runs in the month. That's him. If he was hitting only solo home runs, I would say, oh, people need to get on base in front of him. He's not hitting any home runs.
Okay, I get you. But
yeah,
I just
do you have
the bash it. Aretha Franklin.
What?
Aretha Franklin?
No, I'm aware of who she is. What's her Philadelphia tie? Does she live in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think she did live in Philadelphia for a little bit.
I got a feeling you got her mixed up with somebody, but we're going to check. I have a feeling he has a, it's one of them.
Yeah, he has her mixed up.
I know who he has her mixed up with.
She's from Detroit, Miss Franklin.
Oh, I know, but I want to make sure she didn't sneaky live in Philadelphia for 9 years.
Like GW did?
Right. So
let me see, I don't think so.
She didn't.
No.
Nah, I did some research. He got her confused. So this is who we're going to give them. We're going to give it to him because I'm in a generous mood. He thinks Patti LaBelle.
Yes, that's who he's thinking
so
of.
So we're going to assign them Patti LaBelle,
okay,
which is being generous.
Huge.
We're giving them Patti LaBelle.
The queen.
Right. Okay? Because that's who he got her confused with. Patti LaBelle. But I want to just triple check just in case.
Yeah, she's not from Philly, but she did sing when the Pope was here.
Okay.
That's her only Philadelphia time.
That's probably the only
she
time
did?
She's here.
Yes. According to this really
she
good website,
America
Wikipedia.
The Beautiful before WrestleMania 1 year as well.
Huh.
I mean, she's a legend. But Patti LaBelle is their pick. So now whose turn is it to pick?
Natalie's pick.
It's my turn.
Yes, they get Patti LaBelle, you counter Patti LaBelle.
Man, okay. I'm going to go. Jeez, who do I want to take? I just had it.
It's getting tough.
It is getting tough. All right, I'm going to go. Where's my list? I'm going to go Questlove.
Questlove?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know you can take a group. You can take
should
the
I take
Roots.
The Roots? I want to take the Roots.
The entire Roots
okay.
crew.
All right.
Just like the earlier callers took Hall and Oates.
I thought I was next turn. I forgot that I had this turn. Okay.
All right.
Questlove, yeah.
All right. So the Roots.
Yes.
As a group versus Patti LaBelle. That's actually a close one.
Yeah.
Patti LaBelle doesn't have a picnic, but she does have Patty's Pies.
She does have Patty's Pies.
You know.
I just saw Miss Patty sing last Thursday.
You know what else that she has?
What?
She has a new attitude.
Yes, she does.
She does have a new attitude. All right. Now, this is a town I've never heard of. Michael in Palmerton. Where is that?
Hey, Tyrone. How are you?
Yeah, where are you from, Michael?
Palmerton.
Where
in
is
Carbon
it?
County.
Where?
Carbon County.
Oh. All right.
A little north of Allentown.
I got you.
All right. So, I saw on Bleacher Report the NBA mock draft, and they were saying how Eric Paschal from Villanova would be a good pick. What do you think about that? Because, clearly, I think that Eric Paschal would be a really good choice.
Mike was talking about that earlier in the week. Him and I were talking about that. And the one thing is he definitely knows how to play. Jay Wright prepares his guys. He's won. He won't be afraid of the moment. Keith Pompey was on earlier in the 3 o'clock hour. He said that with the workouts, it was hit or miss as far as their access. They had a lot of access to that particular one, and he was by far, to him, the best player. He thinks he would be a good pick. He is also checks the box of what Elton Brand said of a player who could play right away. He could play NBA defense right away, 6'7". He could probably guard a couple positions. I would not be upset at all, even though he went to Villanova, that they got him. I don't think he would be a bad pick at all.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, the only thing about him is just that he needs to work on his jump shot. I mean,
that's the one negative. You're grabbing a guy who can't shoot it necessarily, so how much will he help you on the offensive end? But he knows how to play basketball, and you can work on shooting.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it should be. Just get him. I mean, the only thing he could really do is just really attack the basket. He's not that big when it comes to at the three-point line or anything. Just as long as he's strong enough to get to the basket.
I think he'll be able to get to the basket. Do you have a draft pick, Michael?
No, I don't have a draft pick at all.
All right. See, now people are starting to defer as it gets tougher. I can't wait for my next pick, by the way, for some of the legends that I'm still going to take. I got some legends still on the board. I hope I get to them. Rafi in Philly, you're on 97.5.
Hey, what's up, Pete?
What's up, Rafi?
Okay, a few things I want to talk about. First of all, let me say that you guys are 95% to 98% correct on your opinions, even if you are different with your opinions. You're both sort of correct.
All right.
I respect all your opinions.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, tell Ben Simmons that you can learn how to shoot, just like you can tell the other guy, because it doesn't look like he's been learning how to shoot for the last 2 years.
All right. Well, you can learn. What do you mean? It doesn't apply to Ben. You can learn how to shoot. Ben has to come back and shoot better.
If he doesn't shoot this year, do you think he's a bust?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he's a bust?
If he doesn't shoot, he's not a bust in that he'll still make NBA All-Star games. He's probably a bust in that he'll never win. And we've seen players like that in this league.
Okay. The other thing is Harper. Traditionally, he's always started off really slow.
Well, he usually has a very fast start of the month and then has a lull.
But usually, the first half of the year, he's really slow. He doesn't pick it up until the second half
of
the year.
You do know that Google exists, and you do know that he's behind last year's pace in a lot of categories?
Yes. Okay. Now, how many home runs does Goldschmidt have?
I don't know.
You think 17 home runs?
Okay, so that's five more than Harper.
Five more. He's on pace to have one home run per million, because we're only 45, which isn't good. I don't think that's good at all.
So he has 14.
He's still on pace to get 25 home runs.
Who is?
Harper.
Yeah, so that's not a home run per million.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
330 divided by 13. You did it. It's 25 home runs a year.
Oh, that's what he's on pace for?
He has 12. We're only 45% through the season.
So he's at 25?
So
that's what it is? You think
I don't think it's good.
So you think
either.
That's good?
I think that's terrible. I think he needs to be the 35 to 40 plus home runs.
All right, well, he's not going to get that this year.
You never know what can happen.
He's not going to get that this year.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to get that this year. Do you have a draft pick?
Does it have to be Philly or Jersey is good?
South Jersey is good.
Bon Jovi.
Nah. Sayreville doesn't count. He's out of
too far north, right?
Yeah, too far north. Trenton only goes north of Trenton. And
although.
What?
He did bring us the soul.
Yeah, he did. Ron Jaworski brought us the soul.
Yeah, but Bon Jovi was the owner first, right?
I thought Jaworski was always a part of that.
Oh, maybe.
I thought.
I'm not sure. Let me.
I was at the first ever soul game. Jovi was there.
Yeah, no, I remember he was there, and he told me in a very insist upon himself kind of way that soul was a great name of the team because everybody has one. As he does the double fist and closes his eyes.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he really.
No, he didn't. That did not happen in front of you.
Yes, it did. Everybody has one.
No.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Everybody has one. Yeah. Because I love the soul, but I didn't love that. When Jaws is in charge, I'm all in. Go soul.
So Jaws was a minority owner.
And he took a larger piece?
Yeah. With Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora.
Yeah, I knew about that. I have to tell that story.
I forgot about that.
I have to tell that story, but that was the one time I got to meet Heather Locklear.
Oh, but that's
back
right.
Then,
Everybody has soul.
Everybody has one. Yeah. That was
wild. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds like something out of a dream.
Nightmare.
Or a nightmare.
Nightmare.
Or a nightmare.
Nightmare.
So is that pick canceled?
Yeah. That's canceled. So we have to.
Things are really falling off here. The wheels are coming off.
All right. Quickly, Natalie, before we go to break.
Yes.
Lay down both teams real fast.
All right. So let's see. Who do we have? Kevin Hart, Will Smith, Ed Rendell, Sylvester Stallone, Mario Lanza, Wilt Chamberlain, Sonny Hill, Kobe Bryant, M. Night Shyamalan, Hall & Oates, Chuck Bednarik, Teddy Pendergast, Bernard Hopkins, Patti LaBelle for the callers. And then we have Ben Franklin, Grace Kelly, Billy Penn, Walt Whitman, Betsy Ross, George Washington, Dick Clark, Jim Gardner, Bradley Cooper, John Coltrane, Tina Fey, Ed Snyder, Edgar Allan Poe, and The Roots.
All right. All right.
I still think we're winning.
610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Today's Twitter poll had over 1,800 votes on it. Should Bryce Harper be taking more of the heat for the Phillies slide? And in a perfect ending, Tyrone, 50% say yes and 50% say no.
Wow.
Split city.
Odd. But that is the perfect poll.
The perfect poll. And I love how they just like ended that way.
Just boom. 50-50. And it slowly moved that way.
It did.
The show went. All right. Let's try to get as many calls as we can before sound off. As many as we can. Talking about the draft, talking about the Phillies, and get a few more picks for our Philadelphia area teams. Steve and Glenn Olden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, mine's about Segura.
Uh-huh.
That he's starting tonight.
Yes.
Jimmy Rollins got benched for not running.
Yes, he did.
Did he not?
Yeah.
Greatest shortstop in Philadelphia history.
Yes, he is.
Is Gabe Kapler a babysitter or a baseball manager? Which is he?
I mean, I would have sat him personally, but he's also desperate to get a win, and I don't think
I get that.
And I don't think he likes his options.
But here's my option. Him. Here's what a great manager does. He sits him regardless.
And loses the game.
One game? We still got 90 games left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. One game. But to prove a point, to show these guys, they have to hustle. That's simple. It's baseball. That's how the game's been played for 130 years. It's not changed, has it?
Yeah, the game has changed very drastically, yes.
Well, the great game has, but not that part of it.
No, he should have ran it out. He should
have hustled.
I would have sat him today, but he's having the players back, and now Segura has to make him look good by coming out and having a good game.
Okay, and if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, then the manager's in a lot of trouble.
Yes, he is. I mean, do you want to see him with this team lose this locker room?
I don't think he's going to lose the clubhouse. I don't think the clubhouse is that talented.
Let that happen again.
I don't know if his teammates are mad at him or not. I would be faking.
Wouldn't you be?
Me? No, not really.
I would.
Well, you asked me if I would be mad. I wouldn't be mad, no.
You wouldn't be mad if you're not running out?
I care about production. Hit a home run, I like you. Don't hit a home run, I don't like you. Yeah, it's simple. These guys aren't my buddies. I just work with them.
Just want to see a game of all home runs, right? Is that what you want to see?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That doesn't
sound
awesome.
You have a
problem
with a bases loaded double, right?
You asked me, would I like a game full of home runs? The answer is yes. I like home runs.
Well, everybody likes them.
Well?
Well, might as well just have home run derby every night. not games. Everybody likes home runs.
Yeah. All right. Maurice in West Oak Lane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, how's it going, Ty? How you getting by, man?
What's up, Maurice?
Yeah, just had a want to present you about the draft tonight.
Uh-huh.
All right, so tonight, you know, I was wondering, we're trying to round out that bench tonight, so I was wondering, do we have like a personal preference on if we go wing player or if we go big man tonight that first pick?
Looking like the perfect world for me is Cameron Johnson from North Carolina. I'm also good personally with Ty Jerome, and I'm good with Pascal. And I do like Carson Edwards, but the more mocks that I look as the day goes, and I don't know who knows what. In the second round, I want Carson Edwards.
Yeah, I know it's like Cam, so that would be nice. One guy name I've seen, I feel like he's a better story than player. And I've seen him slide down the 20s at mock drafts, that bull from Gonzaga, Roy Hachimaru, I think I say his name right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, these boards are all over the place. I don't know who knows anything. This is why I had to pick one and work off of that versus all these other ones. I've seen guys, there's people who are ranged anywhere from literally 20 to 40 on some of these. On one mock draft, they're 38th. On another one, they're 28th. So it's hard. It's hard to figure out who's who and who's actually good in these. So it's tough.
Yeah, and last question before I get my pick in. What do you think of the chances that we trade up?
I actually think there's probably a decent chance if they don't have to give up too much in those second rounders, because I doubt that they're going to use all four.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But real quick, my pick would be McFadden. Did anybody say McFadden or Whitehead yet?
They did not.
I'll grab that then.
All right. The duo, songwriting duo of McFadden and Whitehead.
Nice.
All right, Andrew.
I'm going to go with somebody that you're related to.
I'm related to. You're related to.
Natalie's related to.
And Natalie's related to.
Everybody's related to.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin
Bacon.
He's an automatically good pick. He's family.
He is family.
Because he's related to everybody.
Yep. If you take out Footloose, great body of work.
He was fine in Footloose. Just because it's not, you know, Oscar worthy.
Nah. I mean, I don't like...
Can you move your feet like that?
The whole premise.
Can you
Bacon? And,
yeah,
and I can definitely move my feet as well as the late Chris Penn in Footloose. He started off Footloose.
I'm not a big Footloose guy, but I mean, he's well known for it.
Okay.
Footloose was a fine movie.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I know why you don't like it.
It wasn't a fine movie. It's not my fault it wasn't a fine movie. It wasn't fine, but Kevin Bacon's a fine pick. Bill in Burnham, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, hi, Tyrone. How are you guys today? Love your show, man.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Well, no problem, man. I just wanted to see what your take was on the one open practice for the Eagles.
I don't like it.
I've been going to training camp since 1995, and it's something that I truly enjoy. It's a I live 3 hours away from the ballpark, and I've enjoyed every year. And it just really tears my heart out more than anything as a fan, you know.
Yeah, I think it was in bad taste, and I think the people that that defended it were either misguided or on the payroll.
Well, I mean, I don't mind paying the $10 to get in. I'd pay $20 or $30 to get in.
You shouldn't have to,
you know,
because the other winning teams don't charge, and they have more open practices. The Eagles won a Super Bowl. There are other franchises. The Patriots have won far more, and they don't charge.
Oh wow, man! I called the right guy. I love your show. I agree with you with Bryce Harper and everything you say, and I can't believe you're. I mean, I'm a big autograph guy, and I just love meeting the players, and some of the players actually know me to see me and talk to me. Just a few of them in there, but like Smallwood and guys like that, I go to autograph signings.
Yeah,
religiously. I'm in the CT&T Fan Hall of Fame. I just love it all, and for me, it's just going to be so crowded now. With one practice. Wow.
Yeah, hopefully they have signed off areas and guys going multiple times and stuff to make it easy. Do you have a draft pick, Bill?
Right. Well, I certainly hope so. Yes.
Do you have a draft pick?
I would pick the guy from Villanova.
Oh, we're talking about the NBA draft. All right, thanks for calling. All right, what'd you have, Andrew?
Should we give this out? Okay. Is the question, because Sham Sharania is reporting he has the first three picks already set.
See, we're going to discuss this tomorrow. Not the first three picks.
Right.
The
spoilers.
Uh-huh, with the social media. We're going to talk about that
tomorrow.
So do
I keep my mouth shut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if we get the Sixers pick, we spoil it.
Right.
On our air before the end of the show.
By the way, it's nothing crazy. Like, it's kind of what we all expected.
But yeah, still.
It's kind of like
TV spoilers.
No. All right. So that was the last chance for a draft pick. Now, I have. Here's some people that did not get drafted just to show you how strong Philadelphia is. I'll run them down real fast. Richard Gere, Bob Saget, Sherry Lewis, Holly Robinson Pete, Ed Bradley, the great Jim McKay, who's going to be my next pick, Frankie Avalon.
Nah.
Pink, Grover Washington Jr.
Good one.
Marvin Harrison.
Nice.
Dr. J. And I believe Smoking Joe Frazier.
I believed him too.
All of those left on the board at the end of the draft to show you how deep this draft was. And yet we saw what went down. So, Natalie.
Yes.
Andrew, congratulations.
This is a dynasty team right
here. This is a dynasty squad. So our first pick started with Ben Franklin, and our last pick was the Roots?
Yes.
No, what was the last pick?
Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
So our last man off the bench is Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, and the callers started with Kevin Hart and ended with McFadden and Whitehead.
All right, so they got better as it went along.
So when we do this next year, maybe we hatch individual teams.
Make it a little tougher.
And have a caller. Like, the callers are a team, but you're your own team. Natalie's her own team, I'm my own team.
I feel like that might cause discomfort in the office, but that's fine.
It will cause discomfort.
I know.
But discomfort might be
entertaining. We take things so seriously here.
Yeah. It's everything is life or death. That's kind of true. All right. On the other side, I believe it's Sound Off. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic. The NBA Draft is tonight, and 97.5 The Fanatic is Philadelphia's official home for Sixers draft coverage.
Are you kidding me?
Join Devon Gibbons, T. Lineham, and Joe Torti live from the 76ers War Room in the Sixers Practice Facility in Camden as they bring you every pick live. Will the Sixers stand pat at 24 or trade up? From Philly's only station to bring you live NBA draft coverage, your official home of the 76ers. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic's business of sports is powered by Pico for Business.
We always see baseball pitchers chewing gum, and many times it's those huge pouches of Big League Chew. Big League Chew was introduced in 1980. While sitting in a bullpen one night, pitcher Rob Nelson and former New York Yankee All-Star Jim Bouton came up with the idea for something different and fun to chew rather than chewing tobacco. Shredded bubble gum in a pouch. Now, Nelson suggested the name Big League Chew. Over 800 million pouches of Big League Chew have been sold since 1980. The original advertising slogan throughout the 1980s, which is still featured today, was, "You're in the big leagues when you're into Big League Chew." It currently bills itself as the Hall of Fame bubble gum, bearing an official endorsement from the Baseball Hall.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
For either one of you, if you're either one of them, 610-771-9705. What do we have today, Andrew?
Fire Dave Kapler.
That's the whole call?
Short and sweet.
Gabe has not, in with these fans and their mentality, him playing Segura and him saying that it was great that a guy swung 3-0 who can't hit, that does him no favors with this fan base. It was always going to be like that for him. He has to win because the people probably aren't going to like him until he has a ring. So it just is what it is.
Hey, Kapler, you moron. Did you ever hear of the word bunt, hit and run, steal, them words? You know, they're part of baseball. They have been since the beginning of baseball. But no, wait, you forgot about them because your stupid analytics and your math says, oh, don't do that.
People don't like giving up outs. I understand not wanting to just give up and sacrifice outs. I understand the evolution. Maybe he does need to try to do something, but when you got a bunch of guys striking out, it's hard to do a lot of hitting and running. That's the other part. And Scherzer was throwing 100. He's throwing 98 with one eye and no nose. So it was hard to really do a lot of hit and run when he's throwing it past guys. So it is what it is there.
I never thought I'd say this, but I actually feel bad for Gabe. Hopefully he could right the ship. Tremendous amount of baseball left. And I am a Phillies fan before anything.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Wait,
never thought I would hear that.
What is going on here? This is a prime opportunity. The rest of the city's ripping him, and Dave comes in, and it's with a pro-Gabe call?
Or at least a non-anti-Gabe call.
Right. He's turned a new leaf, that Dave from Center City.
Thanks, Dave, for your candor and your compassion.
Yeah, and the positivity.
Yeah, thanks. That's
huge.
That's an upset.
Yeah.
You bet that on the Play Sugar House app, you made a bunch of money.
Oh, you're done.
This signing of Harper will go down as one of the worst acquisitions for the price they had to pay in baseball history. It will make Ryan Howard's last years, along with Albert Pujols, look like a bargain.
I don't believe that. I believe that over the long haul, it will be a good deal. But I'm getting anxious, and I think that it's okay to criticize along the way if a guy's not taking care of his business, and currently he is not taking care of his business.
I'm watching the Phillies tonight in the second game. This Reese Hoskins, he needs to quit worrying about leading the league in pitches seen and walks and start swinging the bat instead of looking at strike threes with men on base if they're going to do anything, the cleanup hitter.
So, Gabe. Hoskins. No Harper.
Nope.
Huh.
Oh, we had the Harper contract. Said it'd be the worst contract
ever. Okay, yeah. I forgot that one that fast. All right, so one of each, because they're equally responsible. Okay. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
All right. Yes. Once again, 610-771-9705. If you want to participate in that, thanks to everybody that watched. Thanks to everybody that listens. Thanks to Booney. Thanks to Andrew. Thanks to Natalie. Thanks to Tyler in the back. Up next on the radio side, Anthony from the South Philly Turf Club, followed by the Draft Show. And on the TV side, Quick Slant. Let's hope we have a successful day. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.